Welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast by Kamen Rider fans for whoever the hell will listen to it.
All 10 of you.
All 10 is a really high number for what you... Anyway, we're your hosts. I'm Jeff.
I'm Liam.
That was like such a sideshow carnival, like, I'm Liam!
I'm Liam. I'm the Rider 2 to your Rider 1. I get to be the chipper one.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, the podcast has taken a bit of a turn, as you could probably tell already.
Like when it disappeared for like a year?
Yeah. Well, I had a co-host last time, but he's dead, so I got a new co-host.
The audience isn't supposed to know about that, Jeff. Jesus.
I got a new co-host because it was necessary. Wink, wink, wink. But we're going to start talking about Kamen Rider Drive. It comes out every week.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be like those really long, annoying posts on Tumblr where people just review the episodes, but it'll be a lot easier to swallow and it won't clog your feed.
And it'll be relevant this time.
That's true. Sort of. I don't know if it's going to be super relevant.
Well, I mean, it's more relevant than reviewing like 10-year-old Ryuki episodes.
Yeah.
Much as I love Ryuki and would love to review every episode individually, I don't know how many people would care.
There is one guy listening to this right now like, hey!
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I love Ryuki.
Ryuki is great, but you bring up a good point. Drive is the new series, and I talked about it a little bit on the last one with Dead Guy. So we're going to skip ahead to episode 18, the new episode that just received subs from Overtime. Thank you, guys. Mm. If you listen to this, you don't, but thank you anyway.
We love you, Overtime.
Please, please marry us.
They're so expedient with their subs.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like the episode airs and their subs are up 2 seconds later.
They had them out Saturday night once.
I don't understand.
Because, I don't know, they work morning, noon, and night, those people.
I appreciate your efforts. You're not listening to this, but...
We can dream a little bit.
Anyway, in today's episode, it was a Gen-centric episode, which I never thought I would ever say about Kamen Rider Drive.
We're probably going to be getting a few of those for every member of the secret investigation team, like a Sentai show almost. Like, everyone's going to probably have an arc to themselves. Like, Rina had her own
bit ago. And then at the end of the arc, it's either revealed that they already know about Drive or they learn about Drive. Because, I mean, in the preview for the next episode, God, I'm skipping the whole episode to talk about this. But in the preview to the next episode, it shows Gen holding a shift car in his hands.
How much you want to bet there's going to be some contrivance that he doesn't find out? You can't have it this early, right?
I don't know. They'll probably, he'll find out about Drive and then he'll get reprogrammed so he doesn't remember it anymore.
You can never fully erase the Gen program.
Anyway, I love, at the beginning of this episode, I was really worried that it was going to be...
Well, hang on, before we get into the review, maybe we should give a quick overview in case anyone's forgotten of what the episode was about.
Okay.
The Judge episode.
Yeah, which we already had. In every series, there's always one guy who's, like, got some perverted sense of justice that he has to be taught the right way usually by kicking and exploding.
Yeah, in this episode you have an internet vigilante who's also Roy Mudo, who...
Yeah, we'll just call him Roy Mudos. I don't want to try and pronounce it without the O at the end.
Hemorrhoidos, and he takes internet requests to beat people up, or, you know, tase people in the streets. So this is a little chance we get for Shinosuke to show that his sense of justice is better, because he doesn't tase people at the request of anonymous people.
That's true. He does murder things, but they're not people.
They're robots.
So it's cool.
Yeah. Robots don't feel.
Speaking of that plot, that's the gist of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
This judge guy is killing people because people tell him to on the internet. A plot that you may recognize from two other Kamen Rider shows. In Kamen Rider Double, this plot happened exactly.
Really?
Exactly the same plot. And according to people I've talked to, it happened in Forze as well, which I haven't seen. But I wonder if this can't just be a recycled plot, because Kamen Rider isn't that bad about recycled plots. So there has to be, like, real revenge websites in Japan.
Maybe it's Foundation X, who knows.
Of course.
Maybe Great Leader is going around making revenge sites.
I wonder if people still believe that Foundation X is running through all the new series. We haven't heard from them since Double, when they were introduced.
And, again, the skeptical, adult, serious policeman of the Special Investigation Force really wants to catch the judge because he's got a history with him.
Let's not go crazy with this adult presence that Gen apparently has.
Well, he is certainly the oldest. Yeah, he's next to Chief.
Yeah, he's the most level-headed, quote-unquote, I guess I would give him, but he is an idiot. He is comedic relief, as all police officers are in Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Except Shinosuke and Kiriko, I guess.
He struck me as more of an adult kind of figure because he's not so quick to believe in monsters that freeze time.
Yeah, everybody else was pretty quick on that. Of course there's monsters that freeze time.
Took Gen a few episodes.
That he had to find those hemorrhoidos.
You into butt stuff, Jeff?
I hope that wasn't just a translation for fun. I hope he actually asked that.
We'll never know unless we learn Japanese.
Not gonna happen.
Hey, Overtime, let us know if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're totally not listening to this at all. But if you are, send us a message.
We'll even accept TV Nihon.
No, we won't. Gen finally gets his time to shine. He gets a Blinky Mark III that lets him actually see a monster for a change.
You notice that as the Blinkies get further along, they look less dumb?
Yeah.
This one looked actually kind of cool. Like, it was like a riot shield with, like, lights on it. It looked like a cop car front.
There is a theory that eventually the Blinkies will be, like, G3-style armor. Like, a rider armor. Which would be awesome, but I don't see that happening.
Not gonna happen, but that would be the coolest shit in the world. I love G3's armor.
Yeah, it would be really awesome. It'll probably just be, like, G3, but with, like, light bulbs sticking out of the head and shit.
Yeah. But anyways, in the end, there's a big twist that the Judge Roid Mute is Gen's old mentor. Oh, it was Tachibana.
Yeah, Tachibana.
Toei really likes naming people Tachibana, don't they?
An interesting fact about Tachibana is that he has been in 4 separate Kamen Rider series now.
The actor?
The actor, yeah. He was in Kamen Rider Black as an agent of Golgom.
No way, really?
Yeah, he was. And he was the teacher that taught Godai in Kuga. He was the old man in Blade. And now he is the mentor character in Drive. He's got a long history with Kamen Rider.
I'm watching Black right now. I guess I just didn't notice him, obviously, because he's probably a lot younger.
Oh, yeah. He looks fairly similar to how he looks in Kuga in Black, but man, he looks nothing like that anymore. I'm sure I'm going to get tons of messages from our 10 viewers. They're like, that's not him. Fuck you, you idiot. What do you know?
Time hasn't been kind to him, so nobody can recognize him, I guess.
No. Time is not kind to anyone.
What'd you think of the episode, Jeff?
I actually enjoyed it because we had a little bit of focus on Gen for a change, like another character that's just sort of been glossed over before.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little worried about how little Shinosuke is starting to matter to the plot of the show.
I'm sure he'll make a comeback. I pray he'll make a comeback.
But since Go was introduced, since we got Maha on the scene, it's like Shinosuke is a secondary character in his own show most of the time.
Because Maha is so much more, like, he's outside the system, so he can go and do stuff on his own. Whereas Shinosuke, he's more, I don't know how to describe it, but he's more cautious and conservative, which means he doesn't go out and do things as often.
Yeah, when was the last time we saw Shinosuke do anything, like, lazy?
Lazy? Oh god, I don't know.
Like, he's supposed to be, like, a slacker when his brain's not in top gear, but he just sort of goes from place to place and listens to other characters be other characters.
I guess he's done being lazy because of the robots. He's just decided to press his pants, I suppose. I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
It means to straighten your shit out, I guess.
I don't think it does. I think you just made that up.
Yeah, we'll Google it after this podcast.
Yeah, we will Google it together. We will click the mouse button at the same time.
We'll type it out in unison.
Anyway, Another fact I wanted to point out real quick is the chief's actor is, like, really well known as a comedian in Japan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, or he's, like, a comedic actor or something. And he's just gone constantly, and it's absolutely because he's doing stuff that's more important than Kamen Rider.
Yeah, you notice in this episode, they were like, he was only supposed to be gone for a week, but now he's been gone for 3 weeks. It's like the writer's taking a little jab at him.
I did enjoy that. There's, like, a huge discussion right now in, like, the Kamen Rider General about, like, what does that mean? Is that plot relevant? No, that's not plot relevant.
If they're good, they'll make it plot relevant, but
that would be great.
Yeah.
We'll find out next episode. He's apparently in that episode.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was in the preview, but what did you think of this episode? I completely cut you off.
I liked this episode a lot. I know we talked a lot when Drive first came out, and I hated it, and I was ready to drop it after, like, 5 episodes. I was deathly bored by Drive, but it really gets better as it goes along, and I guess I should have expected that, because, you know, the other Rider series I've seen start out kind of slow. Gaim starts out really slow, Stronger starts out really slow, but they both got really good around episode 10 or so, and Drive followed the same formula. And this episode, I think, is a good example of that, in that it's an episodic plot, and it's like a mystery, and unlike the earlier episodes, it's an actual mystery with an actual twist at the end that you don't expect with Tachibana's character.
That's somewhat true. Like, it has sort of like the Law and Order syndrome, or like the TV cop show syndrome in general, where if you have a guest star, that guest star is the killer.
Yeah.
Every time. So as soon as we saw Tachibana, I thought in my head, like, greetings, Tachibana. You're absolutely not the monster in any way, shape, or form. Let's talk about the monster.
See, maybe I have a single-digit IQ, but I didn't finger Tachibana right from the start. Because we've had episodes like, you remember the photography camera monster arc?
Where yeah.
There was like, oh, this guest character, he must be the monster, and then he wasn't. And then there was another guest character, and he wasn't either, and it was like, that was another episode I liked a lot, because if you're going to do an episodic plot, if you're going to do like an episodic cop plot, at least make real mysteries, and I think this one was pretty good about that. I at least didn't figure it out right away.
It was a good plot. I did enjoy this episode, and I actually do not think Tachibana is actually the monster. He's not the judge.
You think he's been replaced?
I think he's just being, like, duplicated.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen before.
He's probably, like, hiding in a closet or something right now.
I think the kid who was videotaping Mach is the actual judge.
Oh.
Because he has this weird hero worship thing going on, and he was being beat up by the people.
Yeah.
And everything.
But why would he let the gangsters beat him up when he could just beat them up?
I don't know. He might have some sort of plot that involves using a Kamen Rider in that way. And, I mean, there is the whole problem of, like, the judge attacked at the same time that was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's been sort of dealt with in the past by there being 2 Roy Mutos.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see.
And so it is a bit of a mystery, you know? And if it actually turns out to be Tachibana and I'm totally wrong, only 10 people will know.
History will forget your mistake very quickly.
I hope this, like, blows up and I'm completely wrong, so everyone just calls me the idiot who was wrong that one time. Just forever.
Maybe being wrong is the path to success. Like, everybody jumps to correct you and everybody listens to the podcast and doing that.
If anyone listening wants to correct every mistake I ever made, go for it. As long as you're listening to the podcast, that's fine.
Tell all your friends how wrong we are.
You could all send us letters. You could send them to my house. I live at 123 Fake Street.
Is that all we have to say about Drive?
I have a couple more things that I want to say about Drive.
Alright, go for it.
One of the things that I really enjoyed in this episode specifically is that Gen got a chance to do a lot of his, like, wacky physical comedy.
Yeah.
And you don't get a whole lot of that so far because Gen just sort of gets knocked out or slowed down and that's the end of it. But this time we got to see Full Tilt. Like, he spent the whole episode shoving people out of the way, literally. So he drew the whole cast into his physical comedy, and I really enjoyed that.
It's nice to see side characters doing more stuff and having a reason to exist.
Also, there's a moment that a lot of people missed that got pointed out to me, as a matter of fact, when Go is doing all of his, like, posing and stuff, doing his dumb little speech about searching and destroying. There's a train in the background that, like, takes off at super speed.
Yeah, it gets a little rocket behind it.
Yeah, that was apparently, like, a little farewell to Tokyuger.
Oh, was it supposed to be?
I think so, you know? Like, a train gets, like, powered to go super fast. That's very Tokyuger.
That's true. That's true.
I think it uses a similar special effect as well.
Does Tokyuger end with them rocketing away into the horizon in a train? Did anybody watch Tokyuger? Do we have, like, a correspondent Sentai podcast?
Let's take it down to the street where we have our correspondent from Tokyuger. This show wasn't that great. Back to you guys.
That's unfair. I haven't watched Tokyuger, and I know you haven't.
I've watched a few episodes. It's true. Hopefully I'm making people really angry, so they'll be like, listen to this podcast, this idiot, talking about Tokyuger. The American comics way of getting people to read. Just make everyone mad.
I saw the first couple episodes of Tokyuger. Didn't pull me in.
No. Hopefully.
So this concludes the Tokyuger podcast.
Tune in next time for Ninjur.
Oh, boy.
No, the only thing I wanted to talk about besides that when it comes to Drive is, where the hell did Machine Chaser learn how to, like, fuse those bikes together? It only happened once in front of him, and suddenly he can just make his eyes glow, special effects powers, and the bikes fuse together.
If I had to hazard a guess, this is a lot of fan speculation, but I think someone from Bandai told them how to do it so they could push the toy.
True.
This is purely in the realm of fanon.
I love your fan fiction, it's good. I guess that's all I really have to say about Drive. We will be talking about other things on this podcast besides Kamen Rider Drive, newest episode by All Our Toys edition.
Let's talk about Rider movies.
Oh boy.
What is your favorite Rider movie, Jeff?
My favorite Rider movie is Kamen Rider Double A to Z, The Gaia Memories of Fate.
I hear Double has great movies.
It does. Like, all three of the Double movies are super good. But Gaia Memories of Fate is especially good because it has the extended fight scenes with Kamen Rider Joker. And I fell in love with Kamen Rider Joker. Literally.
Joker's some cool stuff.
I hope to one day date him.
Well, his actor keeps coming back, so.
That's true. There was, like, speculation that one of the guys in this episode of Drive, one of the gang members that got beat up, was actually, Double's actor, was actually, Shitaro's actor. Because he has the same exact haircut.
I gotta go back, then, and look at that.
That's not true. That's absolutely not true. It's not the same guy. It's not, but...
Dan from Zero Ranger was in black. Anything's possible.
Was he?
He played a street gang dancer in one episode.
That's where he belongs. In one episode.
He's a goofy motherfucker, that Dan.
I like Dan. This concludes our Zero Ranger podcast.
Hey, we're really renaissance men on this podcast show, aren't we?
We are. If there is, like, a helmet with some plastic toys attached to it, you bet your ass.
Yeah, we're on that shit. Anyways, about Double.
About Double. That movie is spectacular. It has everything you need in a Kamen Rider movie. It has, like, a big overarching plot that barely has anything to do with the main series. It has villains that are just out of the aether, but have some sort of tie to the main series. It has a new Kamen Rider in it.
Really? What's the Kamen Rider that gets introduced?
Eternal.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a white recolor of Double.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of Eternal. He's got horns, and he's got a bandolier with a bunch of Gaia memories on it.
And he's got, like, a cape. He's pretty cool, actually, and his helmet sculpt is different than Double's. Mm-hmm. So he's somewhat original-looking, and he's cool. And he's played by the guy who sings the Drive theme.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah, same guy. Cool. What is your favorite Rider movie?
My favorite Rider movie was... I was first exposed to Rider with Kamen Rider J, and I think he's always going to have a soft, warm spot in my heart because of that.
Kamen Rider, we could not get the rights to Ultraman, so we made this movie.
Yeah, here's Green Ultraman. No, but Jay is like, it's a very quick, very solid alien invasion story. It happens over the course of like a day. So it's a nice self-contained plot about a guy who falls into a hole and gets beat up by aliens and gets turned into a grasshopper man, and he uses his grasshopper powers to fight the aliens away. It's just like a very condensed, basic Showa Rider story.
I really like that Netflix description you just gave of Kamen Rider. But yeah, it's definitely, Jay is definitely the best of those three Kamen Rider movies that happened during that time.
I saw Zetto, and I loved it, but it was so fucking weird.
Zetto is like, if you took everything that makes Rider, Rider, and put it into a movie with nothing else, that's
Zetto. He wakes up in a cave, and he's like, where am I? I'm a Rider. It's okay.
Yeah, all right. What's his name? You find out in the credits.
He's Zetto. Get out there.
What's his real name? You find out in the credits. Everybody calls him Ryder through the whole movie.
What's his real name? Do you remember?
I don't remember. No.
Who cares?
I don't remember Jay's real name either.
Jay's real name was Geki. I don't know.
Yeah. This concludes our Geta Ranger podcast. Jay's a great movie.
I jumped from Zero Ranger to Kamen Rider because Geki was in Jay, and I ended up liking Kamen Rider so much more than Super Sentai.
That's true.
I'm sorry, Super Sentai fans.
And Jay's actor, Geki's actor, is such a badass.
He's
like,
cool.
He was like the last Rider that was just a straight up badass. That was his personality.
He was
badass.
He was at a convention recently, and he still looks pretty good. His hair's really nice.
It always will be. He will be a skeleton with that perfectly coiffed hair.
Yeah.
But you saw him next to the guy who played Jason, Austin St. John.
Yeah.
Austin St. John looks like the most normal dude you'd ever see on the street.
He seems like a nice guy.
He does. I'd like to meet him, but... like Geki's actor. God, I wish I knew his name. I knew Austin St. John.
It's Yuta Mochizuki.
Yeah, I know, say that, but that's his name.
Yeah.
And he still looks like an actor, like a star.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably because he still acts. Austin St. John is a paramedic.
Yeah, which is a perfectly respectable profession.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to see a Toku actor who still gets work way, way after his, big breakout role.
Yeah, speaking of Kamen Rider movies and having work way, way after your breakout role, how about Black's actor coming back for Kamen Rider 3?
Man, I remember when I first read that announcement, they said Black's actor is coming back, and I nearly wet myself with excitement, and then they said, for a movie. And I was like, all right, well, whatever.
That's still good.
Yeah, it's Movie Wars.
GP.
What do you think about Movie Wars Grand Prix, Jeff? Does it look good, look bad?
It looks like a Movie Wars movie.
So it looks bad, is what you're saying.
There's going to be lots of explosions, and everyone's going to be super out of character, and they're all going to pose in the sunset.
It's going to be a big pile of wasted potential. All your favorite writers are going to be there, but they're not going to speak a single line.
Shin will be there. That's all that matters.
I'm praying they get Shin's actor back next year.
What about Kamen Rider 3? We don't already have a V3, and I know he was in a story back in the day, but he was in a story before V3 was created.
That's the cool thing, though, that I love about Kamen Rider 3, is that they took this real-world thing of, like, oh, there was this third rider that got locked away because no one wanted to make a show out of him, and they made it a real thing about a third rider who everybody forgot about in the canon. I thought that was nifty, but of course it's probably going to be done crappy, just like Heisei vs. Showa was.
Yeah. The suit is awesome.
I love the suit.
A lot of people are like, oh, it's like the first suit. It's like Kamen Rider the First, if it was better. I disagree with that. Kamen Rider the First is like the perfection of all Toku suits to me.
The first and the next had really nice suits.
But Kamen Rider, really nice suits. Really bad movies.
I haven't seen them. I don't plan to, based on everybody's non-endorsement of them.
You should see the first, at least. Yeah. The first is, like, two-thirds of a good movie.
Yeah.
The next is, like, one-eighth of a good movie, maybe. But,
I've seen people insulting Rider 3's outfit by saying it's just a Kamen Rider, the next reject. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
True.
Like, what are you...
It is awesome, but that's not true as well. It's like, it takes elements of the original Riders, elements of Kamen Rider the Next and the First, and elements of, like, a Heisei Rider. And it, you, like, I don't know what word I'm looking for there, but it puts them all together.
I think puts them all together was the word you were looking for.
It poops out a really nice suit.
What do you think about Kamen Rider number 4?
I don't know why they're just putting him in, like, an extra DVD movie. Think about how much that's, like, the sculpt of the suit and stuff probably costs. And they're like, let's just put him in a DVD. Whatever.
It's a nice looking suit.
It is. I love that suit. I don't know what his purpose is, though.
God only knows. Did you hear that they're going to make a Kamen Rider number 5 and 6 to put in, like, non-film materials? Did you hear about that?
Yeah. It's like the creator of this of these new Kamen Riders is like, that's all I can do. I can make new Kamen Riders that got a number. That's all I can do for you.
I mean, why would you need anything else, really?
3 and 4 look great, and it's obvious that there's supposed to be, like, sort of a V3 Rider-Man kind of thing going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up, Kamen Rider 4 has a mouth showing. It's like a Z-Ranger-style mouth, but it's a mouth.
Yeah, it's halfway there.
It's a cool suit. Probably gonna be a bad movie.
Yeah.
That's what I gotta say about that.
I'll check it out anyways. Just like with Heisei vs. Showa.
Of course I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch it like 3 times, going like, this is shit. What an awful movie. I'm just gonna watch it once more. But I guess that's all we really had to talk about. That's the end of the episode. If you enjoy this new format, drop us a line. Onto the, I guess, for now, it's just the Tumblr that this is going to be posted on. It might get posted on other places if we get a stray hair up our asses.
Yeah.
But if you don't like it, drop us a line.
Just drop us a line no matter what.
Yeah, send us hate mail, that's fine. Tell us how much you miss the dead guy, and how shitty Liam is. Just send us a letter that says that the main guy's an idiot and he gets everything wrong, and the secondary guy is shit. I hate him.
Oh.
But anyway, that concludes our Rider podcast.
For real this time.
Kamen Rider Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next time where I imagine we'll be talking about Kamen Rider Drive episode 19 and, I don't know, probably Shin.
If nothing goes horrendously wrong, we'd like to talk about Shin, yes.
We're not going to talk about Shin. Have a good night, everybody.
See ya.